start with with that John Daly thing and then go into the intro, or do you want
to? No, why don't you just bring us on in? Shut the fuck up. That'd be something new. Shut the fuck up.
We are back out of bounds from the 19th hole. See Dizzle on the microphone. Got my man Jeffro, aka the bearded prick, on the other line. The other side of me. That'd be me, I guess. That'd be Jeffro. Fucking around, drinking some beer trays, smoking some heaters like always. It's an interesting week. It was a fun week. I love the Masters week. I love everything about it. I love turning it on the TV and hearing Jim Nance's soothing voice.
He loves it.
I love it. It's fun. We got some topics we're going to talk about. The little big red machine is back. Hopefully. We'll talk about that a little bit.
The little big red machine.
Got the RBC Jesus. Heritage coming up. Got women's draft tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And we got the NBA play-in tournaments getting ready to start.
I like it when you come up with the topics.
Well, we both kind of did. We kind of went over this a little bit.
I don't have to think very much.
Weekend recap. I watched a lot of golf. I'm going to be honest with you. And my wife actually lets me when it's the Masters. She understands that it's different.
It's the Masters.
And she actually enjoys watching it, too.
It's different.
Only when it's the Masters. Any other golf tournament she could care less about.
What?
But she lets me get away with it, man, on Masters weekend. I come home Sunday after my nephew's couple ball games. He had a doubleheader.
Ooh.
It was perfect weather, man. And, you know, I'm sitting in my little chair enjoying the weather. Like, man, this is summer. I've been waiting on this. Felt good.
Did they let you...
little breeze going on.
Did they let you take beers to those games? Did you sneak them in?
No, I didn't drink any other beers, but you can definitely... Yeah, you can definitely
drink. You can get away with it?
Yeah, you can... I mean, they bring in coolers and everything like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, most of the stay-at-home moms are... You know, they fill them up with their little White Claw cups in their Stanleys or whatever it is nowadays.
Stanley.
Yeah, that's what the fucking new thing is. I thought it was Yeti was the cool thing. I guess now it's Stanley, which is
an
old school brand. I mean,
that's the old school thermos.
Exactly.
Take the top off.
They're coming back.
Put your soup in it.
Yep. Soup. Maybe some coffee. Keep it hot all day. Ooh. Keep your drink cold all evening.
Couldn't put coffee in there, man. Maybe you poop all day.
Maybe that's my problem. You think a little too much coffee, actually.
That probably is your problem. And then again, maybe it's because you put so much milk and sugar in that fucking thing. Maybe you're lactose intolerant.
I definitely am lactose intolerant. We won't get into that.
Well, maybe we should step away from the creamer a little bit, buddy.
Did have a good weekend, man. Enjoyed the weather. Finally got some grass cut out in my backyard. I knew it was time when my little Shih Tzu was out back and I couldn't see her.
That'd be time.
All I could see was the fucking grass moving.
I mean, what the fuck, man?
I've been putting it off and putting it off, man.
Why?
Just, I don't know. I don't know. I've just been putting it off. Because I know once I do it once, I'm going to have to do it every fucking week now.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes.
You know, you get into a rhythm anyway. I mean,
God, what a lazy fucking bastard.
You can make it fun with a zero turn. It was a little wet, man. And like you said, we talked about them zero turns get stuck, man, when there's any kind of moisture in the ground.
Dude, they get stuck.
And they'll spin tires and burn up your grass, man. And they get stuck easy. They get stuck a lot.
They get stuck.
How was your weekend, Jeff? You was a little... wore out today. You told me earlier, I'm done for the day. It was like noon. I was like, what the
shut
fuck?
Up.
And he said, dude, I worked so hard. I couldn't even feel my fucking self last night.
I'm telling you.
He said I couldn't move.
I couldn't move.
And I don't hear Jeff say this very much. He's getting old, buddy. I'm telling you, he's making old man noises. He's saying things that he never would have used to say. My man's getting old.
No.
No?
Oh, okay.
No, I just worked hard.
Oh.
You know, it's just a sign of working hard.
Gotcha. Okay.
When you put in the hours and you put in the time.
The effort.
You put in the labor. Mm. Lots of labor. And that's what happens. At the end of that day, you're tired. Unlike you, you know, about noon, you're like, beer trays.
I get tired during the weekend after a nap.
Yeah, yeah.
I just stay tired all day long.
It's
man.
Tough getting Jesus up from Christ. That recliner.
Oh,
I'm telling
especially
you.
When that bulldog snuggled in next to
honey,
you, man.
When you get sunk in, golly. You get sunk in that recliner.
It's hard to get up.
You're not coming back.
It's physically
you're not
hard.
Coming back from that. No, I worked hard this weekend, man. Worked hard.
What you got going on? I think you told me you was building something in your pole barn. Here.
I started building a mezzanine in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Started building about 360 square feet, 10 feet high, 30 feet long. So it took some time. I had to set some posts. Had to run a bunch of floor joists, about 26 of them.
Jesus.
Exact. Then I had to sheet it with 3/4 plywood. And it's kind of tough when you're trying to lift up 3/4 plywood 10 feet.
Here. It's heavy.
Yeah.
Especially 10 feet. We got to walk it up ladders, you and Schmarsh?
No. We just leaned her up against there and slid her on up.
I like it.
You just got to do what you got
to
do.
I can't wait to see it done. When it's done, I'll come help. Yeah, well, that's about the right time. It's the right time. Once it's done,
I'll come tell you what you did wrong and right.
You'll come. You'll start saying, "We need a couch up here." Hey, can we get a couple recliners
up here?
No, yeah. But we spent about 10 hours on it.
Jesus,
10 hours on it. Got it up. Got it sheeted.
And you did tell me that
a couple things left.
Outworked.
Oh, he didn't outwork me.
You think it's because it's a slow, steady pace?
He does have a slow, steady pace.
Yeah, he doesn't budge from it.
No. He keeps the same pace. But hey, you know, good for him. He can keep going on and on and on and on and on. The difference is a lot of times I end up doing circles around him for about 6 hours. And then once the 8th hour hits, I'm like, man, I am whooped. And he's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. I've done 8 times as much as you have, and that's generally how it works.
You're a little wore out today, bud. I can tell. I can see it in your face. You're a little crabby.
I was a little tired. Not to mention, man, my ass got so chapped yesterday. What a chapped ass, man.
Like, legit?
Legit, man. You're in that metal barn.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, you're trying to get some wind going through that thing.
You need a little gold bond. Put a little smut powder down in there, bud.
I'm not a fat man. I ain't used to that.
Obviously, you are.
I'm not used to that.
Oh, well, yeah. You got to butter them up.
I'm not used to having to butter anything up.
You got
to
butter it up. Especially if you're going to be sweating like that all day long. Different.
I guess that age starts catching up to
it you. It does. Like, you get butt cheeks.
I need to powder the cheeks. Powder I need to throw a little bit of powder up under the sack.
I do it every morning.
You know, I'm about to start doing my in-betwixt my toes.
I don't do that, but I probably need to.
You probably should. I seen the way you was looking at them rubber boots this morning. You was looking at them like, oh, god damn.
Them things made me sweaty.
I better hang these things upside down.
Those things got hot as fuck, dude.
Yeah, and then everybody's getting sick in the house because I was sick last week. Still a little bit sick, but everybody's just
getting old, bud. You ain't man sick, and you get some soup this weekend or you get
soup?
Your age is
90.
You're starting to show your age.
I don't eat soup, man. I'm
starting to make old man noises.
No, I don't do soup. You want to talk about old man noises? Every time you take a drink, take a step, sit down, get up. Breathe in, you make a noise. Out, you make a noise. Shut the fuck up, man.
Hey, I'm an old man, dude. I mean, look at me, for Christ's sake.
Jesus Christ. Looks like you got a bird's beak on your fucking forehead. I need to
shave my head.
You need to cut that shit, man.
That's bad.
It is rough. That
looks like my fucking backyard.
I thought you were getting ready to say it looks like my back.
No. I'm not a hairy guy like that, man.
Oh, Jesus. What? I'm sorry.
Did what? You watch any? I'll tell you what, man.
You know
what?
We're
gonna what? What's that?
I did this right here.
Somebody's closer.
Well, actually, I didn't do it. No.
Scotty Scheffler did that.
Ooh,
boy.
Scotty Scheffler did do that.
I was super impressed with his play, man, Sunday, and even the whole goddamn tournament. Mm. He is. You know what? And we joke and give these guys nicknames, and he's Scotty the Chin, but. As good as he played, man, I kind of think he needs a new nickname, man. The way he is, he's Stone Cold.
What do you mean he needs a new
nickname? He's Stone Cold Scotty.
Scotty the Chin.
Dude, he didn't fucking blink an eye, and he was just, he went out and got that shit, man.
He's Scotty the
Chin. He outplayed everybody.
Don't change his fucking name. Shut up.
I love seeing him play, dude. He played so fucking good. He's going to be hard to beat. I did think Bryson DeChambeau was going to make a run there, but he fell apart.
No, it goes to show you, 54 holes.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different.
Very true.
It's a little bit different. He doesn't have to carry that lead as long.
Right.
You can come out and shoot lights out for one day, but hey, guess what? You gotta put 3 days together. Have to. No, you have to put 3 good days together. You don't have to put 4 good days together. You've got to be okay for a day, and you got to put 3 great days together
to be able to win. The fucking wind at that place over this weekend was crazy, man. Did you see the fucking sand flying up from the bunkers and shit?
30-mile-an-hour wind all week.
It was crazy, man.
It was great, though.
Oh, I loved every bit of it. You know why I liked it windy like that? And you brought something up on the very first day. There's no rough at this golf course.
No.
There's no rough. And some of the fairways are fucking 100 yards wide.
Yeah.
And these guys are still hitting in the fucking pine trees.
Yeah.
But I like to see that wind kicking up like that to give them something, you know, make it even harder.
Well, I like the wind because not only does it make it more difficult to, you know, as your tee shots and your iron shots, but what ends up happening is you end up drying out the course faster out of a rain, and that makes it harder.
Yes,
that makes it much harder. You saw the guys come out after a rain on Thursday and shoot lights out.
Yeah.
They shot good.
Yes, they did.
Come out here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Things are a little different. You have to be great And Scotty Scheffler was fucking great.
He was great.
I mean, but he put his sweet chin music all over that motherfucker. Oh,
his sweet chin juice. Just, he let it drip everywhere all over that golf course.
Kind of reminds me of John Daly.
Hit balls maybe 20 minutes, putt a little bit, smoke 4 or 5 cigarettes, drink 3 Diet Cokes, and go to the first tee. Sunday.
And that's what it is, dude. That's what it is, dude.
It was nothing to him.
He was ready to leave and go have a baby.
Yeah, I know.
I really didn't think, like, he was just like, yeah, it is what it is. And maybe that helped him. Like, hey, at any point I could leave, so whatever. I'm just going to fucking do it.
Do you think it's like the league to where he would be like, all right, look, I'm going to get to 25 under, and then I'm going to take off? You know, give me 8s on the next 4 holes.
Could they? He could still win?
He could still win.
That would be... That's cool. Nah, you can't do that, but that would be hilarious.
Oh, wouldn't that be great, though?
That would be fucking great. That would
be good. Shout out to Tiger Woods. 24th consecutive cut.
LT Gray.
24th consecutive cut, guys, at the Masters. That's something to talk about.
And I didn't think he'd be able to make it all weekend. He did. He walked all weekend, but this guy looks...
He's in rough shape, dude.
He looks raw. He looks...
He's in rough shape.
So, you can tell he's juiced.
Oh, he's fucking
everything
juiced.
In his shoulders and his arms and his chest, and then everything below is little and like weak looking.
Once he stops playing, they're gonna start testing.
That's a very good point. But he's the only one built like that, dude. I mean,
look at the
other golfers. Rory,
he's pretty stacked. He's
put on some weight, dude.
But that's more natural,
probably.
Tiger's just that's not natural.
No, it is not, dude.
It's really not.
It's like Barry Bonds when his feet and his head got bigger.
Yeah,
it's fucking.
That's what's happening to him.
I agree with you on that, dude. He looked too wide up top.
It was either Saturday
or... His shoulders and his hips don't match.
Saturday or Sunday, they show this guy putting Icy Hot on himself. In the fairway. He's getting ready to hit a shot. He stops because he's got to wait to put Icy Hot. Lifts up his shirt. He's got like a huge Icy Hot patch.
I've seen that.
On his back. And he's rubbing more Icy Hot. This guy's having it rough, dude. He's having it rough. And to play as good as he did the first 2 days, kudos. Kudos, because clearly this course was tough. Clearly it was tough.
It was tough.
I mean, when guys come out shooting 5, 6, 7 under the first day, and then the next day they're 5 over, it's pretty tough.
I was shocked at the first day comparisons to the next day.
Yes.
How the numbers dropped. You're like, what the fuck happened to this guy? What happened to this guy? Where did he go? Let me ask you this. Where the fuck was Jason Day going with his outfit choices this
buddy,
weekend?
I saw this.
This is embarrassing.
Look.
I don't know what the fuck he was thinking.
Okay.
Dude.
On the first day, he had those big baggy pants on. Okay.
Dumb looking.
So my conclusion was his rain pants are on.
That's what you said. And
look, now agree with me here. They look fucking ridiculous when they're wearing rain pants. All of them do.
That is true. And I told you that he has worn these before. Dude, this is not a new thing.
I didn't believe you.
I'm sorry. Well, I understand that. You do now, though, I'm assuming.
I'm leaning more towards that. If there was a fence, leaning that way towards okay. You might be
but
right.
But what about coming out with a fucking shirt that has a Melbourne
I didn't see
golf
that. You showed me that today.
What his response was, they set my clothes up and tell me what to wear each day.
I'm sure they do.
Come on, man. What were they thinking? It's the fucking Masters.
All of them have that. But if that's the case, whoever set your clothes up...
They need fired.
They're gone.
They need fucking fired.
They're gone.
They need fired. You're right.
Because all these guys have their brands setting up their outfits. Okay, here's what you can wear today. And they'll probably have 3 or 4 different ones.
So they took offense to that, which they should have, because it was fucking hideous. Why didn't they take offense to the guys wearing their Live things, their Live logos?
Because it didn't represent a golf course.
I didn't like seeing it, though. Did you?
I mean, they've done it the past 2 Masters.
That's beside the point. Did you like
whether
seeing it?
Whether I like it or not, it doesn't matter.
That's the question I'm asking you.
I really don't have an opinion. I really don't care.
I'm not a huge fan of seeing the Live logos. And both of our pick were Live guys, and they were nowhere fucking close. And
nowhere
I'm
close.
Glad Scotty won. I would have liked to see Homa or Morikawa win also.
Yeah, I'd have been all right with those guys. But did you notice the top 10 had no Live golfers in it?
Bryson wasn't top 10?
No.
He didn't finish top 10?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was outside.
Good. And, you know, we talked about that. And just like you said, they're not used to playing, you know, all that golf.
I think that's what it boils down to. Honestly.
I agree with that.
Honestly, when you go a couple of years and you're only playing 54-hole tournaments, you're starting on Friday, you're ending on Sunday. Now you got to start on Thursday and end on Sunday. These guys guys are coming into Saturday and they're thinking, okay, well, if I'm on the leaderboard, I got a chance. Well, not anymore, fellas. You got another fucking day to play.
I really wanted to see somebody challenge Scheffler a little more. I really wanted to see, you know, it come down to a playoff or something like that.
Yeah, it would've
been
great.
But there was no beating him.
Would have been great.
But there was no beating him. Yeah. There was the one hole more Chewy went into
more
the woods.
Cow? Yeah.
And fuck, dude, he follows it up with and almost puts it in, dude.
Yeah.
He had a little bit of spin to the left, dude. That ball was in the fucking cup, man. What a shot. And he hit shot after shot. And every time that he's leading like this, this fucking guy, man. Put your goddamn phone on silent.
I did.
Every time I see this guy playing the way he is, everything is... He's just a ball striker, man. Down the fucking middle, little fade, irons on point, putt game on point, life probably on point. I mean, cause he's not a head case at all, dude. He's so down to earth.
No, he's down to earth. He's humble.
And I really, really liked the way that he waited for his caddy to walk.
That was nice.
Off of the fucking, you know, back to the clubhouse. I thought that showed a lot about him. I really did.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm glad he's the face of golf right now. I really am.
I'm yeah, it's a good thing. I think you got the right guy.
Yes.
To be the face.
Yes.
I do. I don't know. I'm in awe of the guy. Honestly, I'm going to go back to, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, where he missed the 5-foot putt to take it into the playoffs. And I still go back to, he was clean shaven.
He was clean shaven. He had a little beard this week. He
brought the beard back this week. Brought the beard back
That's
and won.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Not only did he win, he fucking took it.
I really hope he doesn't get rid of it. I really hope he doesn't get rid of it, just because the chin is so in your face when it's shaved.
It is a little bright.
It's bright.
Yeah.
He can get, you know, it's like a belly button. He can get lint.
A little lint
stuck
in
there.
It probably has a little smell.
Let's go back to the... Let's stay with the beard. Just stay with it. Even if you can keep it tight and close like that, because some people can grow beards, some can't.
What about this guy, the Ludwig Åberg? He played his ass off, dude.
That's your next star right there.
And every time I seen him hit a shot, even if it was good or bad, the guy had a smile on his face.
I'm telling you
what. He was having a good time. And you make a good point, because my aunt texts me and says, I'm not liking what I'm seeing out of this guy, because she's a diehard. She's always going to root for the American.
Yep.
And she's not going to root for the European. And I say, why? She's like, well, he's playing out of his ass, and
but he's
smiling and he's having fun.
But he's been playing out of his ass.
He came
he's been
close,
playing out
dude.
Of his ass for a year.
I think you're onto something. I think
this guy's been all
he's
over.
The next, he's
going to
win.
Young.
He's going to win.
He's young.
Yeah.
He's like, what, 21, 22 years old?
He's young.
Honestly,
yeah.
Your next star is right there.
And he looked very fluid. I mean, everything was just well-timed. He's a ball striker.
Yeah. He's going to be real good. And unfortunately for us, he's going to be real good for a while.
Yeah.
And I mean unfortunate because he's not a U.S. player. You know,
correct.
You know, we're going to have to go up against the guy in Ryder Cup.
Ryder Cup, President's Cup.
Over and over and over and over. And it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be, you know, Rory 10 years ago. That was tough.
He's going to be hard to beat, man. He played pretty damn good. I was impressed with the way he carried himself and how he played on Sunday. I mean, he did what he could. Max Homa also. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
T-Rex Arm Homa.
Yep. T-Rex Homa.
Had a couple bad holes, but still put it.
He did. He struggled.
Still hung around and, you know, gave it his all, which I liked. Great Masters. It was fun to watch.
Morikawa played well, too. I was happy for that.
He
like
did
Colin.
Play well.
Like him a lot, man. He's a very approachable person.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
He seems like a very down-to-earth person.
Yep.
Kind of like Scheffler. Would not have minded to see him win at all, either.
No. Out of those three guys, I wouldn't mind any of them.
Me neither.
Any of them to win.
Me neither.
Now, if they were up against my pick, different story.
Well, and we, like I said, we both picked Liv guys. I'm glad a Liv guy didn't win. And I'm sure the Masters and the PGA are glad also.
Well, you know they love that. You know they love that they didn't end up in the top 10. Yeah,
that's crazy. I mean, that's... Here, me and you were talking, DJ and Brooks are the best two in the world, and Scheffler pulled out that big stick and said, boys, not so fast.
Nobody's going to stop him right now.
I don't see it, man.
You're just not going to stop him right now. If he's playing, watch out. Watch out.
He's taking this next week off at the RBC.
He shouldn't. He should play.
Every time we'll jump, if we need to jump back into the Masters, but this RBC coming up is prime sailboat money real estate
here. Oh, you know it.
Every time I watch this tournament, you just see the fucking light tower, or is that what it's called? A light tower? And then the fucking yachts and everything around
tower.
In the bay.
You guys
and they
didn't
give
see
away,
what he
and
just
they
did
give
with
away,
his fingers.
They give away this plaid jacket. It's a tough golf course. I do know that. It's a very tight golf course. It's not really for big hitters. It's for guys that can hit their numbers and hit their, you know, the right shots.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my pick right now just because. And
he's coming in with a pick on RBC.
The reason I'm picking this, guys, because every time I think of this golf course, I think of him and a couple other golfers. And I'm picking Sailboat Keeks.
Ooh. Sailboat Keeks. With that. You're going out on a limb with that.
It might be. This is the second time I picked him. Like you said with your boy Willie Z, if you pick him a bunch,
yeah,
might win one time.
Might win. I don't know. I don't know on this one.
Right here. Look at this thing. I mean, what a cool tradition. The plaid jacket. God, it's so ugly.
So ugly. You know,
it's so ugly that you want one.
I'm going to go with Jordan Spieth on this one.
Ooh.
I like Speech on this one.
Ooh, he took shit at the Masters.
Hey, he took a shit.
Did he take a nine on a hole I've seen?
If y'all are out there listening, and you can jump on our YouTube page, give us some thoughts here on who you think is going to win this RBC. I know the other week we had one comment from the chairman.
Oh, the chairman?
Chairman did pick JT Shimmy.
Did he?
And I'm sure he's kicking himself in the ass for that. But,
that guy,
you know, I do want to give a shout out to the chairman.
Okay.
You know who you are.
A.K.A. Sarah's husband.
A.K.A. Sarah's husband.
Yep.
We're not going to name any names.
Thank you, Sarah, for allowing him.
We've chose this week not to name any names, but you know who you are. We're talking about you. Came in here, gave us a lot of help on Friday.
He did.
That's when we elevated him from board member
to
chairman.
Chairman.
He's going to chairman. Reason being is because he came in here about 6:27 a.m. He left out of here 6:13 p.m.
P.m. He had to go home and make dinner.
He had to make dinner. He had to order dinner.
He's not an orderer. He's a maker.
Yeah, that's what he tells everybody. But when you got that chairman money, you don't make your own dinner, okay? You have a chef.
He's got a chef. You're right about that. Yeah, that
makes sense. And then he comes out with it. You know, the swinging door.
Yeah,
out the kitchen.
Yeah,
he comes out here.
There you go.
I made this for you.
Does he pull the sterling silver?
Bing!
The plate that pulls it off like
that. Yeah, pulls it off like that. So yeah, big shout out to him for helping us out.
The chairman.
Yeah, the chairman was able to set us up to where our board actually makes some noises now. So little Mitch, this one is for you, buddy. We got a little Ooga horn there for you, bud. Hope you like that. We got a bunch of other sounds that are on there. I'm sure you heard a little sound bite earlier, a little John Daly. Smoke a few cigarettes, drink a couple Diet Cokes, get on off to the first tee and hit bombs.
We do appreciate that. And again, we want to thank Sarah for allowing the chairman to come and hang out for a couple hours.
He came in with his vestito and everything.
Oh my God, he came in with a life vest on. Was that
a full zip?
It was a full zip?
Well, it's a full zip vest.
Yeah.
That he had full zipped. I'm not real keen on full zipping the vest because, you know, it's an accessory.
It is an accessory. You're damn right.
So you shouldn't full zip the vest, but hey, chairman's going to be chairman.
He's going to have chairman qualities. Going to have chairman.
And he did, buddy.
Outfits.
Came in here. But I'm going to tell you what, he fucked up my Friday.
Yeah, he did. You were anxious to get out of here, and I was like, man, let's let him work here. Give him some time.
It's Friday. It's Tendy's day.
Every day is Tendy's day.
Well,
it could be.
It could
potentially
be. But Friday was Tendy's day.
You had hungry eyes from the beginning. As soon as I seen you in the morning, I was like, he's got hungry eyes. It's going to be Tendy's
day. I did have hungry eyes.
He's going to get Tendy's now. Shout out to Butterbees if they want to sponsor us. We will do a podcast.
We'll do a podcast.
Tendy's.
Yep.
Maybe some meal trays.
Meal trays? Well, you can have the meal trays at Butterbees. I'll drink the meal trays here. Why? Because I don't shop at UDF.
No, okay. You do not.
I refuse to shop at UDF.
You barely want to go in there and use the bathroom after the last experience there like with it. That.
You know what? Those are for people that wear vests and get milkshakes.
Okay? Ooh.
That's what it's for.
Man,
go get your fucking milkshake.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stand in the fucking line. Why am I standing in line? Because the milkshakes come first.
The milkshakes do come first. Just like today. There was.
You got to stand there and wait.
The milkshakes were flying off the shelves, and I had to wait for the trays.
Why were the milkshakes flying off? Because it's the best day we've had.
All year.
Yeah, so far. I mean, yesterday was a nice day.
Yesterday was nice. It was breezy, but it was fucking beautiful, man, out there in them ball fields. I was just chillaxing, man, watching my nephews play some balls.
So throw some comments there, guys, on YouTube. Throw us some likes. Check us out. Subscribe. Follow. That way you can be up to date on all our podcasts. That way when they drop every Tuesday. Thank you, Danny. Then you can get notifications that it's dropped. You can play us on your way to work. You can play us on your way home.
Or at work.
You can play us while you're making love.
Ooh, that's a very good point.
I'm telling you.
I would recommend that.
You think?
I think that might change some lifestyles. I mean, if you're struggling in the, you know, you might be struggling in the sack, might have low T.
Might have low T.
Or something. Put us on. in the background, just have it on the background playing, and your performance might increase.
It's like Barry Manilow came into your room.
Ooh,
I'm just singing.
Just
singing.
It's just
while you was there getting it on.
This could be a potentially love making podcast.
So, if I can tell you anything, go get you some, guys.
Get you some. Exactly. Turn the podcast on.
Get you some.
Get all, get all together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take her in the bedroom.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Take her or him in the bedroom.
Spotify, Amazon, Google Podcast, whatever. Amazon Podcast. We're on all of them, guys. You check us out on all of them. Subscribe.
Subscribe. Let us know what you think. We're looking for subscriptions, not just views.
Gotta get
plenty of views.
Got plenty of views. Gotta get some plenty subscribers. We gotta know that people are there, are waiting for us to drop.
We need that.
Drop sacks.
We need that for self confidence in ourselves with this podcast. Sometimes I just don't want to be just knowing that I'm only talking to two people.
That's true. Mama, lock your daughters up. That vile bunch is back in town.
Lock them daughters up.
Lock them daughters up.
Back in town.
Because we're here. What else you got for us?
A lot of golf. A lot of chilling this weekend. Watch some Reds baseball. What do you think about this team?
I think they're young and they're having fun.
I agree 100%. And you played select ball and this and that. And I didn't play select, but I played ball. And any sports team that I've been on, the best ball that as a team, you play is when you're all having fun together.
Always.
100%. You're always going to play your best when it's like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
And I love to see these guys having fun. I think they have a unique bunch of characters that intermingle. And I'm going to be honest with you. The manager, Obel, he's doing pretty good managing these guys, man.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I know you don't.
Never liked him. I think he sucks.
They just swept the White Sox over the weekend, man. Love to see that.
In my opinion, you better bring in a new manager right now if you want these guys to win deep.
Oh, come on. Why do you say that?
Because I have never liked what he does with pitching. I've never liked all the switches he makes with left-handed pitchers and right-handed pitchers and all that shit. It drives me nuts.
So you're not even a little bit excited about this team?
No. It's awesome.
Take what you can get, man. I mean, even if this is the little bit of excitement we'll get throughout the whole fucking year, take it.
Well, you're 3 weeks into the season.
Yeah, I know, but it's fun to watch.
Well, here's what I'll take, and I told you this before. I will be excited after the All-Star break if they're still doing what they're doing. But the problem is with a young team is you have to have a great leader to take you a long way. Because you can be hot for a couple weeks and go in a slump and then come back and be hot again for a couple weeks. But what you need is, I'm sorry, but you need a leader to be able to take you all the way. You have to. And I don't know, never liked the guy. I think he brings pitchers out too quick, and he brings righty and left-handed pitchers in for one fucking batter and then moves on to that. And I can't stand that.
Listen, that's just not him. That's all of baseball right now, man. These starting pitchers, they pull them out so quick.
No.
4 innings, 5 innings, and they're out, dude. I don't like that. It's not just him.
I don't like him.
All of MLB. It's not just him. They're all doing the same thing.
Well, I watch more Reds than anything, so it's him.
Well,
yeah, that's my thought process.
He's not the only one doing that.
Stick up for him all you want. No, Chris. I get that you like the guy.
Until he makes fucking playoffs or does something like that, it's not like I'm sold on him. I love that he's a Bell, and the Bell last name goes a long way with Reds baseball.
Yeah, they're all jackasses.
But maybe, but you know, they still made it to the MLBs.
Yeah, congratulations. So did that dude that was on the radio with who does the show now in the afternoon on 700 with what's his name? The guy that used to be on WEBN, man.
Eddie Fingers. What about
who was with Eddie Fingers years ago? Who was the ball player?
Tracy Jones.
Yeah, Tracy Jones made it too, and he was a fuck.
Well, he was a first round pick too.
Congratulations, Tracy Jones. You're also a dickhead.
That's why he's off the air now.
Yeah, because he's a dick.
I thought he was funny.
Yeah, you would.
I did. I thought he was funny.
You're a fucking dickhead.
And I think him and Marty still do a baseball segment that's pretty damn funny.
Well, if it's about baseball, he was great when it was about baseball.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Because
have you ever seen some videos of this guy getting into fights?
He was all for it. Oh, I believe it.
He was a fighting motherfucker, dude.
I believe it.
He was fighting all the time with people, rushing the pitchers and shit.
To be the way he sounds on the radio, yeah, he would be. He would need to be.
Yeah.
He would absolutely need to be. Speaking of fights, what about this UFC shit over the weekend, buddy?
Oh, my God, dude. This was a pretty damn good card. I watched the prelims, and then once they make you pay for it, I'm like, I'll just catch that shit. And most of the time, you can watch them on TikTok, dude.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You just catch it at the right time. Someone be showing it.
Huh. I didn't know that.
This fucking bad motherfucking fight for the bad motherfucker belt. Wow, dude. Max Holloway, Gaethje. Max
Holloway, dude.
Slept his ass.
Slept him.
Right at
little
the
Little Max
end.
Holloway.
Right?
That's what he was feeling after the fight.
He was fucking throwing it up and around and down.
I'm telling you.
He knocked him.
Slept that motherfucker.
He was sleeping.
Dude.
Before he, I mean, he was asleep before he hit the ground. It was
in
it
my
was
world,
so bad.
This is what we call a lawn chair. Okay.
He did get lawn chaired. 100%.
Close that old style lawn. You know the lawn chairs.
Dude, his
the
head.
The nylon
almost,
straps.
His head almost hit the ground.
Aluminum sides.
His ass.
Just folded up, carried along.
Shout out.
Folded him up, put him on the ground. Shout out to Holloway, dude.
Holloway, I love to see it, man.
Great
even
for him.
I like Gaethje, too.
I like Gaethje, but
they're two bad motherfuckers.
The last couple fights that I saw Holloway in, he didn't get to do what he does, which is really just go all out swinging.
Well, and, he probably and knock got matched up against people that didn't, you know, have a different style.
Yeah, and that's what happens.
He pointed to the middle of that motherfucking octagon and said, right here, bitch.
That's it.
Let's finish it
right
here.
We're
going
to do it right now.
Right here, right now.
We're, right now. We're going down swinging.
It could have went either way.
It could have went either way. I don't care who wins. We're both going to swing out of this motherfucker.
Either one of them was, somebody was getting knocked out.
Yep. Look, give me goosebumps right now, dude.
Too.
Let's meet right here.
Right here in the middle.
Let's just swing it out. Fuck it.
That was the best BMF fight.
Yeah, it so came far. Down to the last second.
That
right?
was the best one.
Went it down to the last
second?
Yeah.
1 second left.
Slept his ass, dude. Night-night. And then we saw him on TV today. It looked like he didn't even get a hit.
It didn't look like he got scratched.
No. Nothing.
Bad motherfucker, dude. So shout out to him, and shout out to our very own from Middletown, Kayla Harris, ran straight through Holly old-ass Holmes.
Come on, man.
Hey, Kayla Harris is a beast, dude.
Look, I've told you about this.
Olympic judo gold medalist.
There was another kid from Middletown years and years ago. Do you remember him? Deaf guy.
He's from Loveland. Matt the Hamill.
Matt Hamill.
Matt Hamill.
His dad was my shop teacher in high school. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I want to tell you about this dude. This motherfucker has a pause on him.
Who, the dad?
The dad. Dude. I'm talking forearms as big as your fucking chest. This motherfucker had some forearms and some paws on him. Nicest guy in the world. Nicest guy in the world. But he would do that. He would let you know. All he would do was just grab you and just squeeze just a little bit. And, I mean, he had these sausage fingers, dude, and these forearms that were just enormous. Huh. Kind of like you. You know, them jacking off forearms.
Well, the right one's definitely
that's what I meant. Strong. Just that side.
I do it left.
Just that side. No, it's just where you lose a little change up.
A little strange.
A little change up. But then, you know, got to finish out on the right.
Anyway, shout out Kayla Harris. I love to see her. She's going to be the champion, obviously. I mean, she just ran straight through Holly.
I didn't see
she
it, but I mean, it's chance. Holly Holmes. Holly Holmes has got to be 50 years old.
She looked old.
She
looked
her
old.
Her time, look, she should have been gone 5 years ago.
I think she had like fucking 10 weeks prepared for this fight too, man.
Look, nothing against Holly Holmes. Seriously, like, you've been great. You've been great for the sport. You come out of kickboxing, you come right into UFC.
Knocked fucking Ronda Rousey's ass completely out.
Put Rousey out. But let's face it, even then, 10 years ago, you were on your last leg. You were. You were getting old.
The Ronda Rousey fight was probably her best fight ever.
Yes.
That she's probably ever fought.
You were getting old.
And now you hear Ronda coming back saying that she was concussed before that fight. You didn't hear that?
Oh, boy, I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's backtracking now. She
probably because Holly Holmes has got the shit kicked out of her last few times.
Well, let's not forget that Ronda got her ass knocked out by
Ronda got knocked out by Nunes too, didn't she?
Amanda Nunes, yeah, bad,
yeah,
worse. Well, maybe not worse,
not worse, but Nunes teed off on her.
She was teeing off on everybody and then quit.
Yeah.
She was a bad motherfucker,
bad motherfucker, dude.
They might want to bring her back, try to fight this Kayla Harris girl. They would. That would be a huge sell.
They don't need to. Who's the Japanese girl?
Zhang.
I think you're right. I think it's Zhang. I'm sure the chairman will correct us if we get it wrong.
The chairman will correct us.
He's on that shit.
He definitely is on that.
We appreciate you, chairman. Not going to name any names.
Did you see the main card, man, where the guy gets kicked in the dick?
What?
The guy gets kicked in the dick, right?
Shut up.
The referee comes to... This was the main fight. The referee comes to stop the fight. He pushes the ref to the side. Says, nah, fuck this. I got this. Pink, pink. Bag. Knocks dude out.
After he got kicked in the nuts?
After he got kicked in the dick.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It was fucking...
That's nice.
It was badass. Alex Pereira was
Pereira.
Who did that.
Yeah.
Against Sterling. I think it was Aljamain Sterling that he did that against.
Did you see if Nelly Korda won? Did they even play?
With the Masters on all week, dude.
She's on fucking fire, dude. Boy.
She's on fire for sure, man.
She's on fire.
Good shit, too.
Annika Swarmstam. I told you she was probably up there with her.
Four consecutive wins, yeah.
Lorna Coates. She was good, too.
Four consecutive wins is a big deal.
But, yeah,
they've got the Chevron Championship
UFC
this week.
UFC was fun, man. That was a good one. We got Conor McGregor coming back, supposedly. We'll see. I think he's going to get knocked out, to be honest with you. Maybe not knocked out. Bo Nickel won. He's a badass fucking college wrestler. I think he's won his third straight UFC fight.
Was he in Fox Chasers camp?
No, that was way before his time.
Shout out to the chairman. I'm sure he knows all about that.
He probably was there.
Or is it Fox Catcher?
I mean, it's Fox Catcher.
Fox Catcher.
DuPont guy. A weirdo.
After he poisoned all those people in West Virginia.
Oh, fucking weirdo. Bo Nickel, he was at Penn State as a wrestler. He's a beast.
Penn State's a good wrestling school.
Damn right. This guy's top of the line.
Yeah, top of the line, Chris
says. He is. He's a fucking stud.
Shut the fuck up.
He's ran through his past three fights.
Jesus Christ.
I like to see it. I like to see these guys, man. We need more characters in the UFC like it used to be. It used to be so fucking popular when you had your characters, man. Your Tito's.
Well, there was a lot of them.
Your Chucks. Your
there was
Randys,
a lot of characters.
And then you got fucking, when Brock Lesnar came in, you're like,
and
holy
Matt Hughes
fuck.
Around then, man.
Oh, God, Matt Hughes was a good guys beast.
Yeah. I'm sure their viewership has gone down.
I could not tell you. I mean, I don't know. There's so many.
To me, here's the thing. You've got too many pay-per-views for me to be interested. There's just too many of them.
You're right.
I mean, back in the day when it was, you know, WWF,
yeah,
you didn't have a pay-per-view every single month. You had one every 4 months
or
one every 3 months.
Yeah, everything would be built up to
It'd
that.
It'd be built up to that.
To make you would want to buy it just to see what the... I've been watching this for 3 months. I got to see who wins this fight.
And then you knew you had WrestleMania at the end.
Yes.
I mean, it's like there's just too much.
I agree with you.
I think they need to go... I think they need to revamp and maybe look at it like that.
I think they need to
do a little build-up.
The TV show back.
They don't do that anymore?
No.
Really?
No.
The Fighter?
They don't do the Fighter anymore, no.
Huh. I'm surprised ESPN or ESPN Plus doesn't do that.
I'm surprised either.
Yeah.
God, you remember when the only place you could watch that shit on was Vice?
Vice.
Yeah. I mean, how much money? I mean, that was a huge fucking draw that they took a risk, and it paid off.
It paid. They did good with it.
Chevron. We got...
Carlton Woods.
We got the women's NBA draft tonight.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going number one?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
I'm asking your opinion.
We all know who's going to go number one. Why don't you go ahead and tell me and let me know.
It could surprise you. Everybody's saying Caitlin Clark, but maybe they want that bigger girl from South Carolina.
They don't want the bigger girl from South Carolina. They want the bigger girl from Indiana.
Stanford.
No, it was Indiana, isn't it?
No.
Stanford?
The one we'd seen earlier on TV?
Yeah,
she's from Stanford.
She's supposed to be the number two pick.
Who knows?
Because you know Caitlin Clark's going number one. Whoever picks number one, if you don't pick Caitlin Clark, you lost yourself a ton of money.
Yes. You have to pick her just because of her draw and her name.
You're absolutely right. I'm going
to
pick her, and I'm going to sell out season tickets.
Oh, 100%.
Right now.
And she goes to Indianapolis. That is a pretty cool basketball town.
She's not going to Indy.
That's who
has got the first pick.
Indy.
Oh, well, she'll go there.
Yeah, that's a pretty... Indianapolis, if you guys have never been there, even for a ball game, it's super easy to get in and out of. It's a pretty cool fucking atmosphere, to be honest with you. I've only been to one NBA game, and it was in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis is a cool town.
It's a cool town.
It really is.
It really is a cool town and a cool
they
basketball
can put on,
town.
They put on big events very, very well.
Yes, they do.
I mean, think about it, guys. They've been having the Indy 500 for how long?
They have the...
no idea, but I'm going to tell you this now. They shut that city down.
They have the combine there every year, too, I believe.
Yes. They shut the city down for the Indy 500. All the lanes that come in to the city are all open, okay? And then when the Indy 500 shuts down, all the lanes are open only one way, and that's out.
Oh, so you can go down.
You go down
to get people out.
To get them out, dude. They shut all the roads down and make them go all one way.
That's very smart. That way people ain't sitting around forever.
No, they know how to put on an event.
Yes, they do. That's very cool city. If you ever want to go out there and hang out, super easy to drive.
And if you want to go out there and get fucked up, you can have a fun time.
That doesn't surprise me.
You can party all night long in Indy.
You told me the bars don't shut down till...
No, that's Indy. Indy shuts down, I think, 3.
What did you say? What was it? Louisville?
Louisville shuts down 4:30. Yeah, if I remember right. It's been a long time.
I don't think I can make it that long anymore. Back in the day, yes, I could. Look, a little help.
Here's the difference. When I lived down there, people got ready to go out at midnight. Yeah. All right? You come here, we get ready to go out 9, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
They were getting ready at midnight, 1 in the morning. Like, what the fuck? I'm already asleep.
I'm fucking, yeah.
What are you talking about? I've been at the bar for 3 hours, guys. What do you mean you're just now coming? We're going to go down at 4:30. Fuck me.
Jesus.
I'm going to go home, catch a nappy nap. I'll be back at about 3.
Maybe get something to eat.
Yeah. That's how it was, man.
That's hilarious.
It was fun, though. It was a good time.
Yeah, so maybe Caitlin Clark goes number one, more than likely. We'll see.
More than likely. Come on, man.
And, you know, with her being drafted and everything, I will watch her games just to see what she does in the NBA or the WNBA.
You love her. You love her.
I do. I think she's pretty cool.
Yeah. I still like the girl from LSU better.
Angel Reese?
Yeah.
I like Flo-Jay Johnson on that team better than Angel Reese.
Yep. Yeah. Flo-Jay's pretty good.
Yep. With a name like that, how can you be bad?
That's true. I mean, you almost kind of have to know before your kid's born that they're going to be fantastic to name them something like that.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. You did.
We got NBA. What do you think about NBA? I know you. This is the only time that I kind of like watching the NBA.
Finals, or not finals, but playoffs.
Playoffs and the finals.
Is when you watch the NBA.
Yep. Yeah. And it is exciting. I mean, it is. I mean, I like to see LeBron still win. I'm a LeBron fan. I know you're not. You're nobody's fan.
It's not that I'm against LeBron. I think, you know, his kid's leaving. Where's he at? USC?
Yeah.
Declaring for the NBA draft because he wants to play with his dad, and I think his dad will make it happen even though his kid's not that good.
I don't think his kid's that good. He's little.
He's not that good.
I don't think he's that good either.
I don't know how he was a McDonald's All-American. I don't think he's that good.
Maybe just a name?
Clearly.
Now, I would love to see him coming to the NBA and show his dick. Hey,
good
that'd
for
be cool.
Do
you think he's going to play with LeBron in L.A.?
Yeah.
I do, too.
I don't think anybody else is going to fucking draft him.
Yeah, I do, too.
He's not any good.
So that was what LeBron had said, that, you know, he wanted to play with his son. You think he's going to retire?
Yeah, once he plays with him, yeah.
Just for 1 year?
Yeah. Play with him for a year, and that's it.
Say they play with him for a year, and they make a deep run. I'm like, man, we could probably win one. Nah. He's coming back.
He's out.
You think he's out?
I think so. I don't see any reason to stay. He's not going to make a deep run. I mean, think about the teams that he has tried to put together himself and win. It just doesn't really happen for him.
Not since he's gotten older.
No, and I mean, he really didn't put that team together in Miami anyway.
No, that was Pat.
That was Pat. Those guys were already there.
Wade was there.
D-Wade was already there. Okay.
Not
Bosch.
Bosch was in Toronto.
Yeah. Okay, cool. But I don't think LeBron got that handled. No.
No, that was Pat Riley probably.
It was Pat Riley. And then every other place that, you know, LeBron's been after that, he's always wanted his people.
He's around won him. Everywhere he's been.
I mean, he did it in Cleveland, but he needed Kyrie Irving to do it, and that wasn't his guy.
And Love.
That wasn't his guy. Love is his guy.
Love is his buddy.
But Kyrie Irving is not his guy.
No.
But he needed him to win.
Yes.
And, you know, goes to show you, he goes out there, L.A., and, you know, I think he brought in AD, but I don't know about the rest of the guys.
They do have a championship, by the way. Yes, it was in the bubble, but he has won a championship everywhere he's played.
Yeah, it doesn't count for me when it's in the bubble.
God, you are a hater, man.
It's in the fucking bubble.
Why don't you like this guy? What's not to like?
About LeBron James?
Yeah.
That he's made sure he's been his own success everywhere. I don't like that.
Elaborate on that.
That he has made sure he's got it the way he wants it for himself to succeed in his own way.
So you think...
I've never seen him play with a team and adjust with a team and win.
Why would he? He's one of the best ever. You adjust to his game.
Well, the problem is his game has deteriorated.
You can't fucking tell too much, buddy. He's still out there balling.
You can still...
We hear this morning, he had 14 assists last night.
If I'm 6'8 and 240 pounds, I can pretty much do whatever I want. As agile as he is? Absolutely. Absolutely.
One of the best athletes we've ever seen play basketball.
Cool. Put him on the Pacers. Don't give him options. Don't give him the ability to pick whoever he wants. Don't give him the ability to have a say in the next coach. Stick him with something. Don't give him any say-so and see what happens.
Buddy, that's like that. I mean, he's the superstar of the team. They're going to listen to him.
No, you know what I think will happen? I think he'll win. And he'll finally
He's already fucking won.
And I think he'll finally get it out of his mind that he doesn't need his fucking buddies around to do it for him if he actually wants to win. Come on, man.
The NBA is different, man. You can't just win by yourself like that with some nobodies. It ain't happening.
I didn't say you could win by yourself.
Every NBA team has probably two superstars per team.
I didn't say you could win by yourself with nobodies. What I said is don't give him the ability to pick his nobodies. Because that's what he's done. That's what I don't like.
To be honest with you, he might know basketball more than most people.
Okay. Look, you play basketball. I own the Lakers. Okay. I know how to put people around you to make you a better player.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they were asking Magic Johnson what he thought?
They're always going to ask him what they think.
Well, what the fuck is the difference? Are you a Magic Johnson hater, too?
No, I'm not a Magic Johnson hater. Not at all.
I don't understand.
Because Magic Johnson plays to win all the time, no matter what.
I'll tell you one player that is the best in the world that didn't have a say-so, and that was Michael Jordan. They put that team around him. No, that little short, fat guy made that team.
Yes.
And he didn't give a fuck what anybody thought.
Very true.
That is the one team that...
Very true.
He had no say-so.
Except...
Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson did cater to Michael Jordan, which you're going to cater to your best player, but at that time, Phil didn't have the ability to pick players. No. He was just the coach.
He's a coach.
So he got what he was dealt. And I don't think LeBron has ever got what he was dealt except when he very first went to Cleveland.
Yeah, but fucking LeBron didn't have like a Scottie Pippen with him, man, the whole time either.
What do you mean? He had a Kyrie Irving with
him. Yeah, but Scottie Pippen is way better than Kyrie. I would much rather have Scottie Pippen in his prime. Tony Kukoc.
I don't know about that.
In my opinion, I would. I think Scottie Pippen is underrated as a basketball player. You've seen some of the fucking highlights of some of the games. His defense was so fucking good in the finals, man. So good. And that's the difference between that.
You didn't need anybody. That's
the difference between the NBA we grew up watching and now. Defense was a priority.
Well, it's just like anything else. It's like football back then. I mean, defense was a priority.
Defense and running the ball. Yes, sir.
That's it. But, you know, it's offense-minded now. Everything is. Everything's points.
Yep.
Points, touchdowns, home runs, field goals, whatever.
3 points. Three-point shots.
It's all about points. It's all about points. You can put up the most points, which is true. If you can put up more points than the other team, you win, period.
Generally, that's how it works.
That's really it. I don't have to play defense if I can just score on my possessions. If I score on more possessions than what they have, than what they score on their possessions, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
Period. That's really it, which I have that kind of mindset, that score, score, score mindset. Not a huge defensive mindset, but I also don't feel like players should pick their teams because I don't think they're going to pick them right. And that's what I think has happened to LeBron. He didn't pick him right.
What do you mean that has happened to him?
It has.
What is he supposed to win every year?
No, he should go pretty deep.
You think he should have more rings than he does?
Yes.
Okay, now I understand where you're
absolutely
coming from.
Absolutely.
To me,
you've scored more points than anybody in the history of the NBA.
You're thinking of his career as being a failure because you think he should have won more.
Yes.
I look at it as he's won everywhere he's been. It's not a failed career.
Congratulations.
That's our difference of opinion.
Yeah.
That's why we're looking at it differently. Like that.
Yeah, because I think he should have won more, a lot more.
Okay. Now I understand exactly where you're coming from. I get that.
And that's my feeling. My feeling is because he had more of a choice in the people that were around him that he didn't put himself in a better position to win. And I think someone else could have put different people around him and put him in a better position to win.
Gotcha. I understand.
Just play your game. Shut the fuck up, man. Do you want to win the fucking championships? Or do you just want to come out here in L.A. and see who's sitting in the fucking front row tonight?
Or make movies or whatever he's the one.
Whatever. Whatever. To each his own, however you want to do it. I mean, clearly he's not the Tiger Woods.
As the GOAT?
Yes.
No, I don't think he's the GOAT. No.
Yeah, and that's how I kind of look at it.
Jordan will always be the GOAT.
Well, because I think Jordan wanted to win at all costs, no matter what.
And I'm going to be honest with you. My list goes Jordan, Kobe Bryant as 1-2.
Yeah. Yeah, Kobe was great. Kobe wanted to win. He just couldn't get enough people around him.
No, he could not.
To win. He couldn't get enough help.
Nobody wanted to play with him.
Hard to play with. Hard to play with a guy who puts
that
in...
that mentality.
Well, he has that mentality. He puts in that much effort, and he anticipates you to do the same.
And they said Jordan was hard to play with, too.
Yeah, for that same reason.
Exactly.
That same kind of reason. And I get that. I get that. But that's the one thing where I think LeBron is kind of lacking. I think he probably works hard himself, this and that, but I also think he likes to have people who...
He can pass the ball to...
No. I think he likes to have yes people around him. So bring in your buddies so they can tell you everything you're doing is perfect.
My problem with LeBron is, and it always has been these two issues. One, he sucks at free throws, okay?
Yeah.
two in a couple different playoff situations, I've seen him pass the ball for the final shot. Not a fan of that. You're supposed to be the best player in the world. You want the fucking ball in your hand.
Yeah. Seen him do that a few times with Kyrie.
Yes. Yeah. He needs to be taking that shot. And his jump shot's not very good. Quit shooting free throws.
It's never too strong. Good. He's never had a great jump shot. I need a beer tray.
You need a beer tray.
Never had a great.
Never. It's gotten better. We will take this time to give a shout out to our sponsors. Professional Property Partners. Yeah, we do that too. We are a full-service residential property management company that will take care of all of your residential needs. Also brought to you by Miller Family Auto Group. We got clean cars, and that's the bottom line, period. We're looking for a couple other sponsors. If they want to sponsor us, I will definitely give them a shout-out.
Maybe the chairman can bring somebody in.
Chairman? Hey, chairman, if you're out there listening in Podhoodville.
Podhoodville.
Get us a sponsor, maybe a little Fio sponsor. What do you think?
Fios?
Get a little Fios sponsor.
I need some Fios in the barn.
Ooh. I know a guy you can talk to. You just got to ask his wife.
You know, I'm thinking about going through Spectrum.
Oh, my God. That was like a dagger in his heart.
No. But I think they'll come out there and put the underground line in for free all the way to the Bizarre.
Mm. You don't think Fio will?
I don't think Fio will. I think at one point there was Fio at my place. Unfortunately, they didn't put it on the pole. They just ran it through the yard on top of the grass. And I mowed it. So, no more Fios.
He mowed it.
No more Fios at my house. I was thinking about maybe I might go a little Starlink.
What?
I'm little Elon Muskie? I'm thinking about Starlink.
Huh. What does that shit cost?
I think Starlink's like $500 for the satellite. Been like $50 a month forever.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
And that gets you full everything?
Full blown. Then you can hook up 2,500 things to your Wi-Fi.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
It's fucking stupid.
What is it? Is the satellite like a DirecTV back in the day satellite?
It's like a computer screen.
Really?
Yeah. Mount it right up there on top of your roof. Huh. It auto finds it. Bing. Gotcha.
Locked and loaded.
2,500, whatever they call it, you know, things you can hook up. Phones, tablets, computers, TVs.
That's not a bad idea, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about putting out there, unless the chairman wants to come in with some freebie shit. But the problem is like I said, the last time the Fios came out there, they ran it through the yard. And I don't know why they would do that. That's just fucking stupid, if you ask me.
That's laziness is what that is.
Mm.
That's somebody who probably got there on a Friday and was like, I'm trying to get out of
here. Maybe the chairman could talk to some people about their laziness.
I'm sure he has and does.
Let them know, hey, these things aren't going to be had.
By the way, man.
Not on my watch. Not on my Fios.
We were talking about basketball
with
players.
With my vest.
And growing up watching some of them. It's Allen Iverson. This guy. Did you see the fucking statue that Philadelphia presented to him?
No.
It is fucking embarrassing.
Why?
It is like this. It's tiny.
Is it like outside?
It's outside, dude. Like the unveil. He took the fucking blanket off and was just staring at it with a blank look for like 5 minutes. Like,
it's outside where? Like just outside practice, the stadium?
Either the stadium or the practice facility.
Is it on
facility.
Like a podium or a pedestal?
Yeah, I mean, there's other guys that had their statue there too.
Okay, are those statues the same size?
His is smaller than all of them.
Oh boy.
I was like, what the fuck?
Did they do it on purpose?
I don't know. It was so awkward when he took that fucking like blanket up. I was like, what the fuck is this? This guy was so good for this city and won and made deep runs and went head-to-head with Kobe and Shaq. And fuck, dude, he was a beast, man. He was a beast.
But he was hard to play with, I'm sure.
Well, he wanted every shot. The problem is he can make every shot. Kind of like Luka. But Allen played fast.
Oh, boy.
Allen Iverson was a dog,
I'll tell
dude.
You what. I hate watching Luke play.
We were talking about this earlier, dude. And
so
he slows the fucking game. And you know what? It's not just him. I think the majority of the Europeans in the league, that's how they play.
No, it's him.
Is it him?
It's him. It's how he scores. It just is what it is.
He's a dog. Don't get us wrong. He's a beast, but
nobody want to play with you. Don't nobody want to watch you.
It's like playing with a slow golfer. Yes. It's like, come on, man.
It's like, come on, slow
Shoot
mez.
Shoot the fucking ball, slow mez. What are we doing
speaking
here?
Speaking of golf, we got a little league action this week.
I'm going to be honest with you, bud. I'm a little worried. Just for the simple fact that I haven't had any swings, and I know you haven't.
What do you mean? I played.
When?
With you that one time.
Like, that was a month and a half ago.
Okay. That's enough swings for me.
First week is going to be for handicap purposes only. Thank God.
I don't want to swing myself out.
Man, I'll tell you what. When we get there on that Thursday coming up here this week.
Yeah.
Is it this week? Fuck, it is this week.
You said last week it was
Holy
this week.
Holy shit, it's this Thursday.
3 days, buddy.
we better do some stretches before we get out there. We're going to end up pulling a goddamn back muscle or something.
You know what? Speaking of that, if there's anybody out there that's in a golf league, okay, wants to send us some stats, we'll mention you.
Oh, we'll talk about your league if you want.
We'll talk about your league. Just like the chairman wants us to talk about this Golf Week amateur tour.
Yeah.
That I can't get any fucking stats on, but he claims that they're there.
I sent you the link.
You keep sending me the link, but I can't figure it out. Gary, I'm trying.
Chairman.
Chairman, I just screwed up, didn't I? God damn it, I gave him recognition.
I will say Gary shot a Gary did play Sunday. Or yeah. Shit, the chairman did.
Shit, you did it too.
He shot a 94 again.
Again?
He got 7-3 putts. 7-3 putts.
Are you sure this wasn't the week before?
No, this. I asked him how he played over the weekend. 7-3 putts.
Where'd he play? Didn't he play at
Snow Hill.
Snow Hill?
Yeah.
Snow Hill. He gets to play Oasis, that place we always drive by.
That we'll never get to play.
Well, I played it. But
well, you get to play. I won't
get to play there.
Guys like me don't get to play there.
No.
I only it's got to play. It's not my cards.
I only got to play there because my old man worked there.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah. So I got to play on.
I'm not sure what his upcoming schedule is, but Gary.
The chairman?
Chairman.
See? You're fucking up, man.
Whatever. The other Gary, by the way.
Yes. The one who doesn't wear a vest.
Yeah, tight, too.
It was a little tight, wasn't it? He was looking
at it. It almost looks like you could pull a cord and become a life preserver.
Probably could have. He was pimping it, though. He was rocking that
shit. Shout out again. Thank you, Sarah, for allowing him to come hang out.
We appreciate you.
We definitely appreciate you.
So what are you thinking your handicap is going to be this year?
Smoking heaters. I'm going to shoot for try to at least stay in the 40s every week.
Are you?
Like 40 to 38.
That's good.
40 to 38.
That's good. I'm trying to come in as a B player.
Yeah? So you want to stick through about a 45 average?
About a 55.
Come on, man.
What?
That's just embarrassing.
And for who?
For both of us. 55. Come on, man.
I'm thinking 55.
Nah.
Strong 55. Like a strong 55, though.
What if we just take your driver out of the bag? Don't even use it for a little while.
You're just dropping the fairway and hit two?
No. Just use your 3-wood. You hit that as far as your driver most of the time.
Oh, I broke it.
You didn't break 3-wood.
Ran it over with the lawnmower.
Was it right next to your phi-optic?
It was right next to the phi-optics.
Hilarious. I'd like to win this damn league, man. I think we got the talent to do it. It's just the wherewithal.
Chairman told me. Chairman said it's an automatic 2-putt.
I heard that, and I'm going to send out a text about that to make sure. I don't
know about all this.
Because if that's the case, then this league is fucking stupid. Well, it's dumb. Because you're taking putting out of it, really.
It's fantastic for you.
I'm a pretty decent putter. Like, I would rather have a competition.
Wait a minute. Pretty decent putter to whose standards?
To mine.
Well, okay. That makes sense.
Ask around. I'm known, dude. It's a putter. Dude. I'm the putting Jedi, man. I've been called a putting Jedi. I really have.
Who called you that? Did your wife tell you that?
Couple
people. While you were in the backyard?
One of them may be the chairman.
Let me ask you this. I know you haven't played.
Yeah.
But how many times have you gone out in the backyard and chipped some?
Every day.
Every fucking day. Hey, whatever happened to that net?
I still have it.
Shot.
It's in my backyard.
Did you set it up?
It's just laying around back there.
Oh, it's laying around. Okay.
You mean the one you had on your back porch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have it.
Yeah.
You want it back?
No. What am I going to do with it?
Maybe practice.
No, I'll just hit balls in the woods if I want to do that.
Well, that's true. You have the opportunity to do that.
But grass is too high.
You ain't been able to cut the grass.
You could hide a fucking large cow in my grass.
I mean,
legitimately. If you want to play hide and seek, you can just roll out there in the front yard. Nobody's ever going
to
find you.
Cut that grass, man. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get the roots strong.
That's what I said I was doing. I was trying to get the roots.
I'm trying to get the roots strong.
Down there and deep where it's real thick.
Trying to get them roots strong. Matt and I had other things to do this weekend. Built a mezzanine.
Yeah.
Had a fire drill.
You had a fire drill. But did all your alarms go off in your house?
Oh, I never told you that story.
Uh-uh.
With the fire drill with my kids?
Uh-uh.
Oh, God. This is for another time.
Okay.
This really is for another time.
Yeah, we might as well do it now.
Oh, God. I don't know if we got enough time for this.
We got enough time.
Boy, it's back in my single living days.
Back here in the townhouse area over here?
Okay. Me and my two daughters.
Yeah.
They come home one day and they said, oh, we had a fire drill today. We got to go outside in the cold. I said, oh, yeah. That's pretty cool. I'm thinking in the back of my head, shit. What the hell are we going to do if we have a fire in here?
That's a good point.
These girls ain't going to know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
But I'm going to tell you this now. Find out who loves you real fucking quick when you have a fire drill, okay?
Oh, God.
Not knocking any of my kids. I know who's going for themselves and who cares. Okay? So I did this, right? And this is... Oh, man, this is a long time ago. I want to say, I think they were 8 and 9. I've been 8 and 9. I've been 7 and 8. I can't remember. But anyway, I said, you know, Dad's a heavy sleeper, right? Dad ain't going to wake up, no fire. No fire, no alarms. Somebody's going to have to come in and hit me with an axe for me to wake up, okay? So that's how it's going to be. So, girls, if there's a fire, I'm going to need to, you're going to have to help me out of here.
Yep.
Okay, so here's what you're going to do. Fire's happening. I'm in bed. What now? I can't wake up. I'm dead asleep. Y'all know I'm dead asleep. You can barely get me up to get you to go to school in the morning, but I'm getting up and I'll eventually take you. So, okay, so here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to get me out of this fucking bed. Okay, how are you going to do that? So I get them both up there on the bed, right? Get them to kicking me. Kick me off this motherfucker. I said, hold on. Before you kick me off the bed, I need you to lay down a blanket. Go get your comfort from one of your beds. So go get your comfort or lay down on the floor, right? I said, all right, kick me onto that some bitch. Okay, dead asleep. Took about 10 minutes to kick me off there because they love girls, you know, whatever. Kick me off there. Get me on the floor. And I'm telling them, I said, the fire's brewing. I mean, flames are everywhere. You're going to have to leave me or you're going to have to make a choice and get me the hell out of here. And they said, oh, well, we're going to get you out of here. Okay, cool. Well, how are you going to do that? I don't know. Tell us, Dad. Okay, cool. And I said, y'all are going to grab the end of this blanket that you done rolled me onto. Okay. I'm going to need you to drag me. Right, because I'm not waking up. Okay. Smoke is everywhere. I'm dying. I'm already dead. Y'all got better lungs than I do. You can survive the smoke. I can't. You're shorter than me. I can't stay up high. That's where the smoke's going to be. Y'all are good still. All right, so I need you to drag me out into the hallway, okay? Take them about another 10 minutes. They got me out in the hallway, which is about 7 feet, okay? And then they say, Dad, what am I going to do? We've got these steps. I said, you want to get me down? He's like, oh. How are we going to do that, Dad? Well, I said, you got two choices. You're going to stand in front and drag me down with this blanket, or you're just going to have to kick me. And back then, there were the steps where you had, you know, four steps and you go down to the landing.
Okay.
And then you turn and then you go down like 17.
Yeah.
At that point. He said, all right, get me down this first landing. And they all scream and I'm yelling, I'm on fire. Ah, I'm dying. Rah, rah, rah. Like this, right? And they're freaking out and they're pulling me down. They get me down to the landing. Hit the landing. And I said, I don't know what y'all are going to do. I'm on fire, okay? This whole house is in fucking flames.
I'm dying.
It's taking you guys 45 minutes to get me from the bed to here. You're going to have to do something now.
Have you ever once thought maybe tell them calling 911?
No. My bad. No, it's better. I want to see them work.
Okay.
I want to see what they had in them.
Gotcha.
And I looked at both of them. I said, I'm on fire. Okay. Now look, if it comes down to this, y'all are going to need to make a choice. Either you're going to die with me or you're going to have to save yourself. What are you going to do? Not 3 seconds later, Abby is out the front door, across the road, knocking on the neighbor's door. Okay.
That does not surprise me at all. That does not surprise me at all.
I mean, I don't think she hit any of the stairs on the way down. She just goes straight out the front door. She's hollering for her sister. Come on, he's dead! And she's like, here's her sister standing over me crying.
Crying.
Woo! Woo! But yeah, anyway. You find out who loves you real quick in that instance. I found out that Abby doesn't give a shit.
That makes total sense, man. That makes total sense. Man.
Oh, man.
With your girls and their
personality. I ain't never seen. I mean, it was. I looked at them. I said, it's me or you. And I swear, she never touched them stairs going down there. She was like, I'm out. Later.
She gone.
I'm gone. And then one crying over top of me. But yeah, that's a fire drill story. So we had a little fire drill at the house today.
This weekend.
Didn't quite go like that. It was more like if the dog's on fire, push him into the pond.
Yeah.
Okay. If you were on fire, roll. If I'm on fire, leave me. Okay. I don't want to be here anyway. I woke up. None of them like that.
Oh,
especially the old lady. Right. She didn't like that at all.
To wake up anyway.
She didn't like that at all, dude. Oh my God! You can't say that. Yes. Yes, yeah, I can.
He says it every day. I did. Every day he says that. Damn it, I woke up again.
I woke up again this morning, opened my eyes and said, fuck.
Damn it.
Again?
Again?
Every fucking day. But yeah, that's my fire drill. So if y'all have kids at home, right? Doesn't matter if they're little. You know, doesn't matter if they're 2 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, even 25 years old. Have a fire drill, man.
And I will tell you that.
Have a fire drill.
Because I did get woke up and I told you this Friday to my fucking fire alarm chirping.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
So I got on Amazon and got me a 12-pack of 9-volt batteries. I mean, I'm changing every goddamn battery in the house.
Look, I have fun with it when I do shit like this because I think it's amusing.
Yeah, but it's actually educational too at the same time.
But I mean, in a sense, I mean, hey, let me die.
That's probably not the easiest for little girls to deal with, or kids.
But hey, it's all right.
I'll be okay. I don't want to be here anyway.
I mean, just visit that concrete stone that says my name on it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to do that, put me in a bowl. Shit, I don't care.
Put me on a mantle.
Put me in a bowl.
Put me on a mantle. Put me there, man.
You got me. But that's a valid point there, man. Have a fire drill with your kids. But you know what? Have a fun one, y'all, because nobody likes too serious. But be serious enough to where they know how to get the fuck out.
I like where you went with that, man. You got a very good point with that.
I mean, really, really.
You never fucking know, dude. You really don't,
man. And especially at that time, once it was done, I was like, holy shit, you know what? It's just me and these two little girls. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. Figure it out. But it was pretty fun.
Yeah, that is not a bad idea. It was pretty
fun. Have fun with it. Don't be too damn serious, but be serious enough to where they understand.
Very good point.
Yeah. So next time you do a fire drill, guys, if you're married, women out there, if you have husbands, make sure they die in the fire drill. It'll be way more fun. It's way more fun. Especially if you just roam around, kick them around, act like they're gone.
Act like they're already dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
And do we get him out of the house or leave him since he's dead?
What are we going to do with mom? Fuck mom. Throw her down the stairs.
Mom already got out before everybody, probably.
We can't leave her like this. I push her down the stairs. She'll be fine. Leave her in the basement. It's cold down there. No, that's pretty good. Pretty good fire drill, man.
I like that fire drill story. That's stories from Jeff. I like that.
Well, one of many. One
sure,
many.
You got that's a bunch of stories though. With your girls. You have, man.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. A lot of them I don't like to talk about because I end up pissed off at the end.
You end up pissed off.
Or I end up waking up and going, fuck.
Like you do every morning.
Pretty much. Pretty much. So hopefully, when this league comes around, you'll be ready. You'll play up to your potential.
I will.
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting you to do.
Not sure my potential, to be honest with you, nowadays, man. Put on some pounds. I'm not in good shape. Back hurts. Feet hurt.
Doesn't matter. It's all about going out there, firing a 52, getting your handicap a good 12. Okay. Coming out there, getting some points.
Listen, we could go out there and shoot the worst scores of our life. Gomez is not changing our handicap.
It ain't happening. Slomez needs to update the 1992 Golf Week Tour Edition Scramble Yardage Every Thursday motherfucking handicap, whatever the fuck he's got going on.
Yeah.
It is not accurate.
I can't wait for you to have a conversation with him Thursday.
It is so not accurate. I hope he shows up in his fucking Eastlands.
He'll have him on after for sure.
I hope he shows up with him on. I hope they
have he will show up with him on and then he'll get his spikes.
Fucking pennies in there.
It might have pennies in there. Or dimes. He might be a dime, you know, put a dime in there kind of guy.
He seems like a dime kind of guy.
Yep. Bunch of characters on the league, man. We'll be talking as we play them. We will have a story and we'll talk shit about the guys we played against and how we're going to make fun of them and have nicknames for them and who they are and what they're about. Good group of guys.
Is the chairman playing this weekend or was this a weekend he wasn't playing?
He played at Snow Hill this weekend.
No.
I think he plays at Blue Ash
this coming weekend.
I think.
Is he going to play? I thought he said he had to skip a couple.
Actually, the chairman might be going to his vacation cabin on the lake to open that up.
Hold on. Let's see the tournament schedule here. The last one
only chairmen have.
He didn't play over the weekend.
Only chairman kind of people have vacation homes.
He didn't play over the weekend.
He played 2 weeks at Snow Hill. Not for the amateur league.
Oh, okay.
My bad. I was going to say
your Cincinnati Dayton schedule. The next one that's on the schedule is the spring major.
Ooh.
That's at Steel Meadow, a.k.a. the Old Royale.
Old Oak. Royale Oak.
That's 427. That's a major, too. So
you said that wasn't that good of a golf course.
It's not.
I think I played it. I do remember. I can't.
It's not. Huh. We used to ride our bikes across it when we were kids.
That makes sense. I'm sure that's going to cost him $150 to play in that.
I think he said it's 200 and something.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it? But you play two rounds or something? 280?
Something like that. Yeah. I really don't know how it works out. But that's on April 27th. So
I don't know why I mentioned the money. For guys that wear vests and are in a higher caliber of lifestyle,
yeah.
When you have like vacation homes and...
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Money just is do whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, I mean, on Friday when the chairman came in, he was still working.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Working from home today, guys.
Working from home, he says. Yep. And then we invite him, pretend he's, and he's like, He ain't going to fucking Butter Beef on this side of town.
Well,
I ain't doing that.
Chairmans don't go to places like that.
It's beneath them.
It is.
I agree.
It is. They go to those a bit nicer places.
With the menus that don't have prices on them.
Menus don't have prices. Mm-hmm. Places that you have to call in advance.
Make reservations.
Don't even need a reservation. You just have to call in advance.
Oh, you just call. Hey,
this is the chairman.
This is the chairman. I will be there at 6 o'clock.
I'll be there about 7.
7. Okay. You know? Late dinner.
And they'll say, Mr. Chairman, how many are dining with you?
Yeah.
There'll be 17 of us.
17. One check.
The chairman's got this. Yes. They don't even give him the check. No. They just bill him.
Oh, that is true.
They bill him.
Because it's kind of embarrassing monthly for him to have to pull his wallet out in front of people.
I don't want to do that. He's the kind of guy.
Like a country club where they just, yeah, you just pay it at the end of the month.
You know, when you're the kind of guy who sits down and you're taller because of how fat your wallet is.
Yeah.
You just, just bill me.
You don't
me
want to pull that out.
Bill me.
The kind of guy that really doesn't even need a wallet, does he?
No. Doesn't carry anything. Just bill me. So April 27th is the spring major.
I'm sure he's looking forward to
Still
that.
Still Meadow. Is that the one that he says he's going to have $230 to play in that?
I think, yeah, but it's two rounds. It's one at there and then one at Elks Run.
For $230 at Still Meadows, it should be 8 rounds.
Listen, some of it goes for skins and prize monies or something, he said.
Oh, well, so you're on that. You're on that.
That's what he said. I mean, money is no issue to this guy. So
No. They just build a company.
Yeah.
Just build a company. It's the chairman. Build a company.
Meep.
Nope. Sorry about that. Thought I'd turn that off.
Obviously not. That's all I got, man, right now. Like I said, we got an upcoming RBC Heritage to look forward to.
Yeah, we got our picks in.
That'd be fun.
Give us your picks. Check us out on YouTube. Give us your picks. We'll lock you in. If you win, you get a free T-shirt, OB from the 19th.
Once we get them.
We've got them.
Oh, we do got them?
Well, nobody's going to win, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. We still need to work on our logo, man.
Yeah, we're working on that. Oh, is that loud in your ears?
So loud.
We got all these sounds we didn't use. Mama, lock your daughter's up. We use that. We use that one. I like that one.
I like that one. That was Scotty Scheffler on Sunday.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma? I'll give you asthma.
All right, hold on.
That's good. I do like this.
Thank you for all of that.
What's this one?
You got the makings of greatness.
I need you to loop that to me, and I need to play that in my headphones before we start our golf league.
Ooh, that's good.
You got the makings of greatness.
That's kind of like an alarm in the morning.
My alarm in the morning is the Rocky theme soundtrack, yeah.
Mine's bringing sexy back.
Mine's Rocky.
I'm bringing sexy back. That's how I wake up every day.
Anyway, this was our podcast. We are out of bounds on the 19th hole. I hope you guys liked it. And remember, the weather's getting nicer, right?
Yeah.
Golf courses are getting, you know, firmed up.
That's right.
Might be a little tight. There's some trees. You know, starting to get leaves now.
There. Stay in the fairways.
Try to stay in the fairway.
Pretty tough.
No matter where you're at on the golf course, grip that club like a little baby bird.
Baby bird.
Look down on that golf ball.
That's right.
Look. Try to plant a dimple on that golf ball.
That's right. Pick a particular spot on that golf ball.
Take the club back. Take it forward.
Nice and smooth.
Good tempo.
That's right.
And remember to finish.
Remember?
Hold that finish.
Got to.
It is very, very important.
Look, you
got
to hold the finish.
You have to. And we talk about this all the time. If you hit a shit shot and you hold the finish,
it doesn't make it a shit shot anymore.
No.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't because it could be a good shot,
yeah,
but you won't know until you finish your swing.
Yeah, but hold it.
Gotta hold that finish.
But hold the finish.
Not
too long, but not too short.
Don't get cocky with the finish.
I want you to be cocky with the finish.
Oh, you want to be cocky with
the finish. I want you to be cocky with the finish.
I like that. So
I want people from 2 holes away to see the finish.
So we're going to end it with this. Guys, when you're out there, have a cocky finish.
Have a cocky finish. I like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Show little balls, you know? Hey, I'm here to play.
Don't point your cock to the finish.
No.
Just have a cocky finish.
Cocky finish.
Yeah.
That way they know, oh, shit.
He's here to play.
He just hit a shit shot, but look at his finish.
But look at that finish.
God damn. God damn, he's cocky. We're out of here, guys. Have a good one.